In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. It's here. After all the preparation and anticipation, Christmas has finally arrived. All that waiting is over. I spoke last weekend about Advent being the season of waiting, and how we're all always waiting. But sometimes the waiting ends, and we find ourselves at the place we were looking forward to. What then? Some of you may know that when I was a child, we were not a church-going family. In fact, I didn't really have a clear idea of who Jesus was or what this Christianity thing was all about. But we did celebrate Christmas. We decorated, visited family, listened to Christmas songs, watched A Charlie Brown Christmas, wrapped presents, and even went out into the snowy forest to chop down our own Christmas tree. We didn't have a lot of money, but my parents always splurged on us kids at Christmas so that we had plenty of presents to open Christmas morning. Even back then, and that was the 1970s, in case you're wondering, Christmas had become a secular celebration, and you didn't have to know what it was really all about for it to feel important to you. I can remember vividly Christmas Day always went the same way. The excitement was tremendous as we gathered around the tree to open gifts. We would tear a gift open, give the giver a quick thank you and a hug, then move on to the next package. Soon the room was a mess with toys and torn wrapping paper strewn everywhere. My parents would sit back in exhaustion, and us kids would search vainly under the tree, hoping that maybe there was one more gift left forgotten there, one more gift to make Christmas last just a little longer. But there wasn't, and we'd all sit back and look at each other with a feeling of anticlimax hanging in the air. Inevitably, someone would say, "Well, it's over." My parents would start picking up all the wrapping paper, and us kids, with a weird feeling of unsatisfied sadness, would find our favorite gift and begin reading or playing. For a couple of days, the house would be in disarray, but soon the toys were in the toy boxes, the books on the shelves, and the decorations taken down for another year. So many people in this world have that same experience. Christmas ends on Christmas morning with a whimper of torn wrapping paper. Here are some titles of recent articles I saw. Why Christmas Can Be a Letdown. Fight the Christmas Letdown. Why Do We Feel So Blah After Christmas? It's not supposed to be that way, my brothers and sisters, for two very important reasons. First, Christmas isn't just a day. It is a season with multiple celebrations throughout. People who don't celebrate the whole season are missing out. It starts with the octave of Christmas. You see, Christmas Day is such an important day to Catholics that we let it last 8 full days. And those days are full of wonderful feasts. My family tries to do something special every day of the octave to keep the celebration going. Tomorrow is the feast of St. Stephen, the first deacon and the first martyr. The next day is the feast of St. John, the gospel author. Then is the feast of the Holy Innocents, the children killed by Herod in his attempt to get rid of Christ. And then, this coming Sunday, is the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And the final day of the octave is the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, on New Year's Day. That, by the way, is a holy day of obligation, so I expect the church to be as full as it is now. But there is still more. As of that point, we'll still be in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas, just like the song. Those 12 days last until the Feast of the Epiphany on January 5th, which is the day the three kings find the Christ child. That is a wonderful day to bless your house with the traditional Epiphany blessing. It is also another day with gift-giving traditions. And even then, the Christmas season doesn't end until January 12th at the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. But there is another, more important reason why we should never feel a Christmas letdown. If we keep at the top of our minds and the core of our hearts that Christmas is a celebration of the coming of Christ, God Himself made man, then we'll remember that unlike the decorations and the Christmas tree lots and the gifts and the Christmas songs on the radio, Christ didn't come with great fanfare and then disappear in a day. As Christ Himself told us, "I will be with you always." The reason we celebrate today is not because of the gifts we give and receive. It is not because of the family members we get to see and spend time with. It is not because of the meals or the memories. We celebrate because Christ came to be with us. He came to be one of us. And He is still with us. We have a reason to celebrate that every day, not just on Christmas. Every day He wakes us up. He puts breath into our lungs. He guides us and protects us and just plain loves us. What could be more amazing than that? Christ, the God who created us, loves us and resides in our hearts today, and He'll reside in our hearts tomorrow and the day after that. That's a reason to fall down with joy and gratitude every morning in the knowledge that we get one more day with Him, who we long for more than anything. Do you want to see Him, touch Him, and taste Him? Every day throughout the world, He is there waiting for you in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Do you want to hear His words? Scripture is everywhere in books and audio and video. Do you want to talk to Him and feel His presence? Wherever in the world you are, from the icy plains of Antarctica to the depths of the Sahara Desert, in line at the grocery store or sitting in traffic, He is there with you in your heart, and you only have to open up your heart in prayer to unite yourself to Him. Decorations are nice. So are Christmas songs on the radio and gifts. Being with family is very nice. But the only thing that satisfies that deep longing in the human heart is Christ Himself. And if you approach Christmas with that as your overarching goal, you will never feel disappointed. You will never feel let down. You will experience Christmas every day. My brothers and sisters, whatever your situation in life, whatever your hardships, whatever your blessings, I pray that this Christmas is the most blessed Christmas you have ever had, and that it truly is centered on Christ. May God bless you and yours abundantly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.